Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Retail Energy Code podcast, providing you with a bite-sized chunk of some of the most impactful stories coming out of the REC. I'm your host, Paul Rock, and today I'm joined by RECO's Stakeholder Engagement Manager, Teresa Thompson, to hear all about the programme being taken forward to deliver a consumer consent solution under the governance of the REC. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, Paul, and thanks for having me on your podcast today.
The pleasure's all mine. I wonder, Teresa, whether to kick things off, you might be able to explain, in a nutshell, what we mean when we talk about consumer consent, specifically in the context of the energy industry.
Absolutely. So this project is about putting consumers firmly in control of their energy data. Rather than pushing data sharing, it makes consent the starting point. People can decide who can access their data, how, when, and for what purpose. That control, backed by transparency, builds the trust and confidence consumers need. And at the same time, it gives the energy industry a robust and trusted consent solution to support new and existing services, where consent is the pillar needed to use and access data.
So tell me about the consumer consent solution that's being designed under this project. What's its purpose? How will it deliver that goal of data control?
The Consumer Consent Solution, or CCS, is really about putting consumers in control of their energy data through a secure and consistent trust framework. It allows people to decide when and how their data is accessed. For example, when they want to compare different energy tariffs or new products and services. But it's also about looking to the future of the energy industry. And as we move towards a more flexible consumer-led energy system, with things like smart homes, electric vehicles, and local energy trading, trusted data access becomes a key building block. The CCS will make giving, managing, or withdrawing consent simple and transparent, while ensuring that access is always controlled and accountable. Ultimately, Paul, it's about building the trust and confidence consumers need to engage fully in the transition to a smarter, fairer, and more flexible energy future.
Okay, great. Why is this happening now, specifically under the remit of the Retail Energy Code? Who does this solution matter to?
The REC sets out the rules and processes that underpin the retail energy market. Ofgem has determined that consumer consent should sit within the REC because it's the most appropriate place for consistent governance, as a code that supports positive consumer outcomes. Consumer consent under the REC ensures clear accountability, effective oversight, and a framework with which the industry already works. And really, it matters to everyone: suppliers, data providers, data users, innovators, regulators, and of course, consumers.
And practically, how are you actually going about developing the consumer consent solution?
We've structured the work around three dedicated working groups. So there's the technical group that focuses on secure, practical design. The governance group sets the rules and the oversight within the REC. And the consumer protection group makes sure that the service is accessible, inclusive, and safeguards people's rights. And across these groups, we've brought together various industry expertise, from suppliers and network operators to consumer bodies and technical experts. That diversity is vital. It helps us stress test ideas, understand different perspectives, and build consensus on a solution that works for everyone. Importantly, we're collaborating with Ofgem, DESNZ, Elexon and NESO to ensure that what we're building aligns and interoperates with other key initiatives. It's still early days, but our goal is to keep things simple and integrate programmes like tariff interoperability, which is part of the overall Smart Secure Electricity Systems programme, also known as SSES, Elexon Smart Data Repository, and NESO's data sharing infrastructure, where possible.
Thanks, Teresa. Now, you've mentioned a trust framework a couple of times. What exactly is that, and what will it mean for data providers?
Yeah, so the trust framework is essentially the rule book and the systems to enable organisations to trust and work with each other. It sets out how data can be accessed and shared, who can participate, and how compliance is demonstrated. For data providers, this means much more clarity and consistency. You'll know who's entitled to request the data and that the request has been properly consented to by the consumer. And all the proper security and audit processes are in place. It's a safeguard that builds confidence in the system for everyone involved. Protecting consumer data is absolutely central to this. We're embedding secure by design and privacy design principles throughout the solution, making sure that every delivery partner meets strict standards through due diligence, secure lifecycle management and testing, including penetration testing where appropriate. The consumer consent solution will sit within this trust framework. That means all accredited participants go through rigorous checks and testing, and there's ongoing monitoring to make sure they continue to meet the standards. If they don't, they can be removed. It's about maintaining integrity and keeping the consumer trust at the heart of the system.
The energy industry isn't the first to tread in these waters, I think. Are you drawing on learnings from other industries as you move forward in the project?
Definitely. We've been working closely at Open Banking, where consumer consent and secure data sharing are already well established. That said, we're not treating it as a direct template. Instead, we're translating the relevant lessons into the energy sector context, figuring out what works and what needs adapting, and how it can fit the unique dynamics of energy data. We're also collaborating with experts from related projects, including organisations who have experience in similar initiatives. Their insights help us adapt open banking concepts thoughtfully and effectively, rather than replicating them. Beyond open banking, we're exploring trust and verification frameworks from finance and other sectors, ways of securing, confirming identities and managing permissions that can be applied in a way that makes sense for the energy data.
Let's talk progress. What has the project achieved so far?
Since Ofgem appointed RECO as the delivery body, we've been busy mobilising the project. And that's recruiting a team with subject matter experts, establishing working groups and setting the foundations for delivery. We're now in the design phase, working towards the Minimum Marketable Product, or MMP, which will be the first public iteration of the solution. So far, we've been engaging with stakeholders to test and validate our approach, while shaping the technical architecture and governance frameworks that will underpin the consumer consent solution. A key focus for us is to build smart, not from scratch, meaning we're looking to utilise existing proven solutions where possible. This helps us move faster and reduce complexity and ensure the solution integrates smoothly with existing industry arrangements.
And what are the major upcoming milestones we should be aware of?
Yes, so the programme is working towards launching the minimal marketable product in early 2027. And ahead of that are several key milestones. Ofgem's impact assessment is expected by the end of October 2025. And the three working groups will each publish advisory reports in November of this year, setting out recommendations that will help us shape the next phase of the design. Then in early 2026, we're planning to run a consultation to gather wider feedback on our proposals before moving into delivery. As with any complex programme, there are risks around delivery and coordination, but we're working closely with stakeholders to manage these and keep momentum.
Plenty of exciting steps ahead then. Finally, Teresa, what's the best way for people to stay up to date or even to get involved?
There's plenty of ways to stay connected. We share regular digests, updates, useful links, FAQs, a glossary, and outputs from the working groups on the REC portal hub. In addition, we'll be running consultations and webinars and a dedicated CCS engagement day, allowing stakeholders to share their views and to help shape the solution. There are plenty of opportunities to get involved. So whether you want to follow progress or play an active role in development, or if you'd like to reach us directly, you can always email us at consumerconsent@retailenergycode.co.uk.
Teresa Thompson, Stakeholder Engagement Manager at RECO. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast today, keeping us up to speed with the exciting and hugely impactful work being taken forward within the Consumer Consent Programme. Well, that's all we have time for today. We'd love to hear from our listeners with any feedback or questions they may have. You can drop us an email to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. Otherwise, I'll speak to you on the next one. Thank you very much and goodbye.